Today's blog is the second in our Trails series, a companion to our year-end fundraising campaign. We'll have weekly essays from now until the new year. Thank you for your support. November 25th, 2025.
This is John Welch. I'm the Vice President of Preservation and Collaboration. Nde Bin Tin, the people, their trails. I've been hot on the trail of Nde, Western Apache, archaeology since the mid-1980s, dedicating many days and weeks to following documentary leads in the rugged uplands above the Salt River. The Nde traditional leave-no-trace land use ethics, coupled with the container and shelter technologies using organic materials, meaning, for example, baskets and hide containers more so than pottery and temporary structures rather than stone or adobe rooms, is a recipe for archaeological disappointment. Big finds have been few, far between, and often too sensitive for publication. In other words, there's a big disconnect between the superabundance of oral histories and military reports that confirm that there were hundreds of Apache families living on White Mountain Apache land, and the very meager amount of physical evidence. I'm too often faster on my feet than between my ears, so it wasn't until about 10 years ago that it occurred to me that the single most common Nde site type is trail segments. Until just over a century ago, pedestrian equestrian trails were the sole means of travel and transport through the rugged vastness of Nde territory. Nde trails connect places, oral traditions, and landscape-level learning and sharing. Nde are, of course, among the world's greatest trailblazers and users. It often seems like most of the old stories are about families heading over to Payson and down to Globe and across the Black River to San Carlos. With invaluable help from White Mountain Apache Tribe Historic Preservation Officer Mark Altaha, his assistant Greg Henry, ace photographer Bill Hatcher, and other colleagues, we've gotten busy following, mapping, and otherwise documenting trails. It's a big kick to get together over the years and see you can still shoulder a heavy pack and navigate the canyons and ridges, following the faint traces of the walkers and riders from days not so very long ago. These trail features are proving to be wonderful sources of information, and the work has prompted Greg to seek information from older cowboys and others familiar with the Outback. Greg has added some really compelling place names and stories to the atlas we are building. Mist Blowing Back Up is the translation of the place name on a trail deep in the Salt River Canyon, where it crosses a vertical slot and the prevailing updrafts capture most of the trickle from the little seep and vaporize it. One thing I really appreciate is that there's almost no objects to document or collect, a lot less paperwork. Best of all, every trail so far leads to seldom visited places of inspiring beauty. Every day is a good day to count our blessings. Gojodolech.
Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Archaeology Southwest blog. Please consider donating to our 2025 year-end campaign.